Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning from Fort Worth, Texas, where I am attending the Southwest Believers Convention of Kenneth Copeland, Brother Kenneth Copeland. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just a little bit of housekeeping, first of all. Since we are here, and Brenda and the prayer team, Prayer Mountain, faithful, faithful prayers. Oh, my goodness, I look online and see them there, and it just is amazing to me. They don't care if I'm there or not. They know that the Lord is there, and they know that they are together. You know, it's wonderful to pray together and to have a prayer team that prays together. Down here at Southwest, people have been coming up to me, and they say, with the cheeriest voices, I'm a WWP. And I think that there's a special joy in WWPs. I think that because we pray together and we take heed to what the Lord says, we're a joyful group. And even like he said last week to us, I think it was the final statement. Let me see it here. One of the greatest ways to remind yourselves of what I have to say during these times of transition and change is reading my words today. My word, church, have peace in these seasons where everything around you or in you is changing. And he mentions this prayer call in relationship to having peace where in the midst of everything changing. So I've noticed that in the WWPs that come up. They're just a happy bunch. Praise the Lord. But I started to say that they are out there praying at Prayer Mountain at noon today, and so we will begin our prayer at 12:15. Give them a little chance to get started. So that's 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are. Brother Max, where in the world are you?
Good morning, Miss Billy, and good morning to everybody wherever you are, and good afternoon to people elsewhere. I am in Jordan still. I will be back next Wednesday prayer call. I will be in Minneapolis.
Praise the Lord.
So much going on here.
What about your church tonight? Is it meeting?
We have a meeting at 6:30. Quinn will be there, and I might call in. That's going to be like 2:30 a.m. my time here, 3 a.m. my time after the worship.
Sister Quinn will be there. I'm telling you, that's a good one to have. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a prayer. If she could pray you in 19 years, I'd be glad to pray with her.
You know, Miss Billy, life is not just, partners. We are one. We are one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
This morning, I don't know if I should share this with everybody or not. I haven't told her that yet, but she know. This morning, I just sat down. I'm like, my goodness, she's not with me this time, but it really make a big difference, you know. I have clothes. Somebody not making me a cup of coffee. I mean, I do things, but you know, when your partner is not with you, it's
part of you. Mm-hmm.
It's different.
And we talked about that yesterday. I did a podcast with Carolyn Savelle and Shelley. And the three of us, you know, all of our husbands, they went to heaven and went to heaven early. And I just would remind everybody, while you've got your dearly beloved, your lifelong partner, one flesh, it says in the Bible. Just be sure to walk in love and every single day, value that day that you have together and kiss them and tell them you love them. We had a lot of fun, though. We didn't mourn or anything like that. We just had great fun. We talked about that, but we talked about a whole lot of other things. They were so fun. We laughed and laughed. And those podcasts, I understand it's the first, they had podcasts, Jerry Savelle Ministries, but it's the first one where she had done it. And if she didn't do a fine job, I'm telling you, asking questions, and we've been friends a long, long time, and she and Shelley are especially close. And I just, it was just fun, and I'm going to find out when it is so I can let all of you all know when you can listen to that, watch that podcast, actually, that we made.
Yeah,
So,
that would be
anything you
beautiful.
wanted to say, brother?
Well, I just want to add, just to remind everybody, we have brother Chip and sister Candace. Of course, Chip is Billy's younger boy and his lovely wife Candace. They are coming to Yeshua Love Heals to Minneapolis August 8th. We have service at 7
That's coming
p.m.
up real soon.
That's coming very soon. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
August 8th, 7 p.m., August 9th, 1 p.m., and 7 p.m., and August 10th, that will be Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Do not miss it. If you're in North Dakota,
no, do
if
not
you're
miss
in
it.
South
I'm telling you
Dakota,
right
if you're
now.
in Iowa, yeah, Wisconsin,
Drive
the
over
Twin
there.
Cities,
It's worth it. I used to go to a great church in Baton Rouge, and they would say it was a long way out. A church alive is worth the drive. Actually, John Osteen would say that too when his church was a way out. A meeting alive is worth the drive. And I can tell you, these meetings will be alive.
Yes.
What's the date again?
The date is August 8th, 7 p.m., August 9th, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and August 10th, 10:30 a.m. I mean, if you can make it through all the meetings, there's beautiful hotels in downtown Minneapolis. There is a Plymouth area, St. Louis Park, Roseville, and St. Paul. All of it within like 15 minutes to the church in downtown. If you're in downtown, you'll be minutes in down, you know, from our
yes,
building.
There's a beautiful place
yeah.
right near the it's an old church that was built out of a D.L. Moody revival. Beautiful building. It's worth the drive to see the building. And you're right next to the stadium.
Viking
Which stadium,
stadium
is that?
Yeah. Viking mm-hmm. Stadium. Viking
so
Stadium.
So plenty of parking, really nice, and it'll be a wonderful thing for you to do. There's another meeting I need to tell you about. You make sure you get to this one. It's the Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. October 15th through 20th, and it is our 30th anniversary. We're really going all out for the 30th anniversary. That's at the Branson Hillside Theater, and this theater, which is the old Lawrence Welk Theater, has a hotel connected with it. So you can actually stay and walk over to the meetings. And the name of that hotel is Branson Hillside Hotel. If you go online to billybrim.org and you go down to events, and there you look up Audience Assembly of Prayer, there will be a whole list of hotels where you can stay. One thing we don't lack in Branson, Missouri, is a place for you to stay. I recommend out of the whole list, of course, if you just want to walk over Branson Hillside Hotel, and they also have a restaurant there. So you don't even need a car. You just come there, and we'll help you get from the airport. And the airport is you'll need to fly into Springfield, Missouri, but we can help you get to the meeting, and you can just walk over. Bless the Lord. I recommend, too, really, really close by is a very luxury hotel, Chateau on the Lake. That's a wonderful place to stay, but you need to make your reservations early at both places. And I would recommend that you come early so that you could watch Sight and Sound's production of David, The Life of David. Bless the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys for sending all of our young people there. It was a highlight for them. But you need to come see it yourself. Now, I am at the South at Kenneth Copeland Southwest Believers Convention, and Shelley and I are here, bless the Lord, and a wonderful meeting, bless God. It was so good to see people. You just kind of know what heaven's going to be like. I went over last week's words with extreme, I don't know what you want to say. Anyway, it had a theme that just stuck out to me. And that theme is, don't be deceived. God has a derrick for every one of us, a path. And you are not the only person in the world that's not going to have temptation to get you off that path. Everybody does. Young people do. We see that at our C4C rallies, how the enemy tries to get them off the path one way or the other. And we had one night there where they came up and just threw their vaping apparatus up on the stage. And you'd think, these kids are coming to like church camp. On Friday, 126 of them got born again. That's just amazing. I heard one young man, he gave his testimony. He said, every meeting, I was moved to come up, but I didn't. So, thank God, hallelujah, but that enemy was trying to keep him from going down there to the front, you know, every meeting. And so Chip went ahead. Even the last meeting kept giving the invitation. And 126 of them had waited till the last meeting. So, but the Lord was so plain to us about how important it is for us to be able to discern between right and wrong. And I know a man greatly used by God. He's a prophet, really. And something, he knew it was wrong, and he called me, but something trying to get him off the path. And but it was scary to him. I don't want to go into too much detail, but you know how it said there in when they were having that great revival and they were having the gifts of the Spirit manifest, and Simon, this guy named Simon, he offered to buy the Holy Ghost with money, buy the gifts. He wanted that power they had, but he wanted to buy it with money. Folks, every one of us, you know what you could do? This is what Sister Grace, Clara Grace, no, not Clara Grace, Grace Roos, Sister Grace Roos, and her books are wonderful. We have them. You should order every one of them. They're marvelous little books. And Grace, Sister Grace Roos, she said the enemy will try to come into you on the same wavelengths you're all what you hear from God. So you need to, that's why you have to test the spirits. Even though you're used to hearing from God, sometimes I'll hear something and it sounds kind of like what I hear in my spirit. I can hear God in my spirit. And I'll say, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And what do you know? I don't get an answer. And I know that wasn't God saying that to me. So he says how important it is. That's because here at the end, every step we take is going to be a marvelous step, a wonderful step from glory to glory. And another thing that he said last week is that was very important, and it is kind of a guidance in life. It's not walking with the foolish. Don't walk with the foolish. Here it is. Following the path of wisdom means keeping company with the wise, not the foolish. Church, Trump, Israel. Then he gave 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. So this man, he was, he knew right away that it was another preacher that was tempting him. And he knew right away that God showed him that preacher wasn't right with God. So praise the Lord, here we are. And we're going to go right ahead, but we're going to know that we learn the voice of God. And here's what Sister Grace did, Sister Grace Roos. Every morning she would say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my head. I will not be deceived. And you can do that with your children, and you send them off to school. You put your hands on their heads and you say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my child's head today. No enemy thoughts can enter it. My son Terry was listening and watching a report of a Satanist, a former Satanist. And he said, he's born again now. We sent teachers into classrooms with the express purpose of implanting thoughts in the young people's heads. But they would come back with a report. There are certain kids we cannot put any thoughts in their heads. And it's like a blue light is around their head. And so they questioned and found out these are the ones that their parents are pleading the blood over. So, praise God for the blood. You know, we can just be so sure, and we can walk ahead in faith, and we can do impossible things when we're sure that we have the word of the Lord on it. And he leads us. He guides us continually. His voice is being amplified to us. And some of the things he'll lead us to do, people might not even understand. But I'll tell you right now, when you're sure that you're sure that you're sure that you're sure, then praise the Lord. Go right on out. Plead the blood of Jesus. Listen to God and take that step. There'll be amazing steps. Don't be afraid to step. No, no, no. Don't be afraid to step. But just you can be sure you hear from God. He wants you. He doesn't want you out there in the wondering place. He wants you knowing he's leading from you. That's why he gives us the test. That we, brother, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they be of God. And I can
I
tell you
say
next.
Something.
Yeah, help
I
yourself.
I want to say something here. Sorry to interrupt. I want to say something.
No, no, that's fine. Anytime, Max.
Thank you. It's really, we've been praying, Quinn and I, and Kathy, and many others, Margaret, you know, Tony, Brenda, I mean, we've been praying, and now we decided to have a meeting because the Lord wanted us to do it in Jordan in November. And we are inviting people from all over, meaning Syria, Egypt, even Israel, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia. And we are going to meet 3 days right here in the heart of Jordan in a city called Ajlon. It's an ancient city. It's old. Everything here is old. You know this. I mean, everything is old here. And this is where actually, this is where Sister Heidi Baker, I think she held a few meetings. So it's going to be 3 days. And I'm just extending this invitation for anybody even want to come to the States. Anybody want to go to Billy Graham tour in Israel? In December, if they want to come early and spend with us like 3, 4 days, 5 days here in Jordan. There's places, there's rooms in the same area, the same meetings area. And the Lord put on our hearts to preach the word of God right here in Jordan. You see, there's...
Praise the Lord. That's another thing I forgot to mention. We do have a tour to Israel scheduled in early December. So you can go online to billybrim.org, and there you can see the dates and how to call and everything. So what Max is telling you is they're going to be going to Jordan shortly before that.
Before that. And you could send an email to yesuoloveheals@gmail.com and communicate with Margaret. I just give her this task. She'll figure it out. It's okay. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, sometimes I do things. I give away books and forget to tell people that I give them away and things like that. But they know me, so they're kind of keeping up with me.
Exactly. Right. That's the unity of God. That's when we work together.
Yeah, right.
The Lord. Yeah.
Well, I want to. I mentioned that my friend, a prophet. There's extreme need now to pray for our president and his family, even plots against their lives. I'm quite sure there's always been plots against their lives. But, you know, they tried a couple of times to kill Donald Trump and didn't get the job done. And so I have often found that if the enemy cannot, like, bring division to the head of a ministry, they'll try to bring division to their children, get their children fighting each other. Or, in the case of Donald Trump, it could be even more than just strife, even as bad as strife is. So we're going to pray today. We're going to begin our prayer with all those who are in authority. And in authority, you have your civil authority, the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Israel. But you also have, in the Church of the Living God, which is really a higher kingdom, you have people that are recognized authorities in it. And some of them are not recognized. Some of them are little ladies in their prayer closets who carry a great deal of authority. But then there are those who are heads of ministries. And oh my, how the enemy loves to get them off. Doctrinally. One of his favorite little tricks is get them off with sexual sins. But I think right now in these days, decisions. I think one of the main things he's going to try to get them off is decisions. And here we've got our president of the United States. Here we've got Benjamin Netanyahu. They have got decisions to make that would just, I'm glad I'm not them. Oh, my Jesus. They're only people. They're special people. They're chosen people. They're anointed people. But they're still made of dust. And when they sit in those seats, God, in our face with world impacting decisions. Oh, holy angels of God, Spirit of the living God, God of our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. Help them to do exactly what we prayed about last week, to know your voice and make the right choice. Voices around them that are wrong, we come against. Evil implants, wolves in sheep's clothing, we come against. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and with the power of prayer, and authority of the believer, we say all you voices that would be attempting to make them make the wrong choices, we steal you. Cease and desist. As Jesus spoke to the winds, peace, be still. We say to you, be still, be quiet in the name above every name. Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahweh Yeshua. Jesus, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, our Savior, our King, our Deliverer. In the name above every name, put your hands toward Washington, D.C. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is no distance in the Spirit. And we're sitting here from all across the United States of America and even other countries. And Washington, D.C., other countries are affected by it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take our authority over you demon spirits that would attempt to operate there. And we bind you. And it is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. You know, Brother Bill Winston was preaching last night, and he preached one translation. It's whatever you allow on earth, God will allow. Whatever you, heaven will allow. We do not allow you to operate. We do not allow you to operate across the street here at Kenneth Copeland Conventions today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do not allow you to operate. You cease and desist in your maneuvers in Jesus' holy name. And in the name above every name, Our spiritual leaders, our pastors, oh Heavenly Father, our pastors, our apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, oh Father, in the name above every name, we thank you for these ministry gifts, and it says that your perfect will for those ministry gifts is that we grow up into a spiritual man. We lift up the body of Christ. We lift up our spiritual leaders. Hinamakwa ashandeli kohoro kabinyo. Gabinakwa ijadelo kohoro konvaktia na kohoro kodiang taktia ta kabiyang doro godiokto. Izanto pafakarandye mangologo brah. Ishana matutu to go babi tanya ne koho kobri katakalaila. Bidudushwa matutu to koho bakalaila. Majidika halaila. Ko pahaniko la kahaya na kahaya na kahaya. Ebeheleila. Oh, rapatito, labatito, labatito. Imana kwa hedi kombre kedi goho shapre kade goho shandie. Mi tukua ka vehenye te koho shabre ka te gololo kumpampi i te koho roko tashka. La shkodonye ne kwa para ka dovra ka da koha la kaila. I mini kwa va duje de gojweto o dele batia i tera ga hashayen ko opa. Le du 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 shwa ma toto. Le du du shwa. Makalaginga eto alavinya na kohoro kodanya ne kohoro kobaka titi digala mejoto kavakala kaya na kahala kambra kadagala kaya the doors we lift up the doors Lord ili gombra fra katinya na kohoro kodoshka dibra. Kiri kam bravra dele kombre ke te katahi akaka. Mi toto go brebre dinyo no koroshetje. I zaprongo na nombre ke te katahi shantje le katashka. Kiri ke hilaka. Kangala kadabla koto onve. Malu dovre me di kwa. I jende koto bre ke te kam baya. Mi di kongoro godolo go shantje le koto hishekte. Le katashka tabre ke te kofra ye le koho baba. Me tu hudu gombrakte, ne skede kotobri, kiri ganjanda. Isha tu du goho shekte, di goho shangjana, go du hosho katal. Kavri go du goho lekan bra, ala kan brakte, ane kadosh kotombre, kati kadash katacha. Kepe lekate andana goho shakte, ane kadosh katambre, kati kadash katacha. Ili godo hora kambra afra kala ko hora kongora ko doshka tanchara ko toshka tabri kada katafra. Imini ko hulu go bre, ishana ko ra konjanda ra go doshka tambri kada go ka. Umpa, frenye ni kaka. Basho to. Marion Tobra. Menua. Ili dai stenioto. Kabila tenye igala ganga. Seto da goho shakta, da goto ho shakta, da goho la kampenye. Very motion die. Oh, palakara kangara gadaha shantoro godoi shek jene kodoro kodolo ko bredi di kambra kate golo kadash kadan jene godosh kadabri kate kavai. Ishana no nombri, kahlaka la kambra kadaha shantje. Metio na kaha shant pena kadaha shant yata koho shah. Meet yata koho shak kiana kobri kate kahalai. Balaton chiaro nono koroko dale komprekte di kohoro kotoshka tabri kada kadabra. Mito hoto koho. Mito. Nya, onya ne kihilaka. Manyo no kohoro kotoshka. Brivera donya ne kwa. Pede ko onje ne kaka. Malatotia. Bidugu wa nishuto ashante. Megela fito ashoto lo konge. Amitai. Gomalakai andor gobre titi ni ka anya ni koro ko balia tanya ni koro ko dobri kala kabra kata kata ache ishato to ko hoshe ma koro ko do hoshanti na ko do hoshakya ige ni gobre pra tihinya na koro ko doshka dandya na ko dashka do ko dobre Maru doho shende ne ko doho shaktya ta ko ho shai. Harakonye ne ko ho roko babi la tito, babi la tito, babi la tito. Ishando ro go bre, vera ko ho le kam bito, no ko roko dashke. Ishano ko pa la hai la kayama, no ko ho roko babi le tenye naka. Eshe ne ko ho roko dabri ka la halaila, halaila, halaila. Ibala toto to ko ho shenge ne ko to ho sha. Goro ka daya na ka ala ka ka. Bi inyota, bi inyota, bi inyota. Franqueando, ma con lo ko baby, ti dika hai. Ije de ko to ho shak chak, de ko to ho shak chene. There's a name above every name. Oh, Alpha Yeshua, Antonio, Niqua, Ilibutwa, Bracoholiene, Nocombri, Kirigaba, Ilibambosh, Kadanjeregodohishenjete, Nicotohishakchak, Taragodohishakchak, Ibrahadakai, Anya, Nicohorokotarakotia, Taragodoshka, Dambrika, Takadoshka. Il adori ma non caga la caia ne corre con delle cobra con del cofroni ne corre con disco e me ne corre con do prefredi hisha isagnoto ma chi la caga malika ca malika ca babidore to hoshata Marriage e santo, mangolo hotepre. Fracca la caia na condio, ma coccolo cobe. Il aduri avraha scendia na cora, cende di cuore cobattia. E le dobra catacattaia na cahala cacaia na cacala la scendia. Criva la tobe ne caracadosca d'ambrica de godoro scendia na cuore cobattia. Ili dan giotto. Pisca aria malattia. Pritasco donce e tala copretica hashai. In una cuore nana nonia maraco debri catega halai ashantoro cofrete de godosca tance de godosca. Coria fegno no copite li cohoba e shanio no cohoroco bibriata. Grande, grande, grande. Life, life. Oh, the gift of life. Separate, it is holy. Mangolo tobrica de gafatio. E je de manonio palacataia na kahalakaia na koloko bepia. E je de matu la karamanakia tanjo de gotoho shaktiato. Ibala totia no kohoro kodoshka tanche rigo doshka tabrika de gada hashanche de gada shka. Me soto. Igele gambra freka shatoto de go oce. Kafrika de go hola kumbre katika de ocepra. Ishidi gon totia tada go braka kaliampe. Anyo no kobri kala kangangi ili kobra, ishato to kobri kakra ale kangangie ili kobra. Monje vita mia kangi. Monje mia koka la kibra godoho shabri kala kangara gotosha. Me to kubri karo mano kuri kada tanya ni kora kodoshka. Ime ne kwa mara kuhura kodoshki di brakafra. Idi go do shak chana go do shak cheng de ne go do shak ta pre. Isha to do go shak chana go do shak chak te go do shak che. Igela kopre fredanie te ko lo ko bali pala katanie ne ko ro ko be. Isha mananiero na 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 karakie. Isha na maniero na 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 ya na na ne. Ibili tuhushwa, makara kodoske. Kabi kondi anokwa, matudu ko baby, masuru, masuru, masuru. Oh, felitinia, felitinia, felitinia. Bidijishwa duru ko hushang deri go doshak chato go braktare frapala kongare kadishka. Igele kombrek tihidika. Ila gangangi ato patakaya na kala kaka. Bito, 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 bito. Isa toro ko hoshandia. Magole kibre. Kivra ko hole kambe, ediga kai, anyota ko onje, ediga da alaka. Kakila tanya ne ko hora ko preti frekati i jenge. Boška dobra kala kakaya ne ko hora kombre. Bitutu lu goho jende le goho jwa. Masutu lu goho jende le ko hora ko pa. Kya vende le ko hora ko dole ka pa. Anyo ne koro, anyo ne koro, anyo ne koro ka le kanga ka raba dole ke ne ne kobre. Isu du go vwe fretanya ne ko hora ko. Isha na kala kienya na kohoro ko dele kabra anye ne kohoro ko benye ne vara doshka danche le go doshka danche le go doshka. Ishi dihisha. Ishi dihisha. Kiva la to te le go hoshan che le karaka diangdo le go doshak chete. Isi kambara ko te freke li kahara kangara kala di le kangara gadashka tanje le godoshka. Isi te kohoro ko di li kabra ka frandi li ko dora kombreke li kadashka tanje le godoshka. Ibele duhura kongara kaha ni amana tonye ni kohoro ko kabi te le gohonshenye ni kohoro ko doshka di bra. Ilivre ke eshetye. Egele kahara kadihanda. Esti am todo koho shakya. Ma koro go debre, frangia ne kodashka. Ma ngoro go doho shepre, egele ka frangia ni kwa, ali gum brevre doshwa, tara gongara gadanya ne koro go doshka. Ebele hitya. Ebe hele kongara kadaha shangche, reko doho shangche. Kashko tobri kata kala kaha. E je ne kora ka dyande de kohora ko tiekte di kaha vra. Amina kwe, amina kwe, amina kwe. Ibili dua masito, masito mkangi. Ile kobra fra ni kora ko doshke de bredye na kora ko danye. Agala bredunya na kwa, aja na koro kondjeni kati, ala ganga, gala kongabri, dele kongobri, kala kanga. Ishato logo hoshange. Before we leave this prayer, I want to take our authority over any plots or plans against President Donald John Trump's family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call all plots against the children, wife and children of President Donald John Trump, we call them to confusion, nothingness, naught, we bind them in Jesus' name. And everyone who's thinking of such a plot, we call you to be exposed and bound and stopped in Jesus' name. with the cords of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we nab you and bind you and cuff you to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord, O Most High. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I remember when the Lord told Brother Hagin, nothing happens in the United States of America that the church doesn't allow. So we don't allow that in Jesus' name. We don't allow it. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Start with the first statement here, and let me see. It is, it's underlined. Thank you, Lord. And it reads like this. Your citizenship, in heaven with me. Your citizenship in heaven with me. Just wait for me. Just wait for me. I am your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a statement, and it's all underlined. Your citizenship in heaven with me. Just wait for me. I am your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all underlined if I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 39, verse 7. Lamentations. Yeah, Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. Next statement here. Find your hope today. Find your hope today. Through the relationship, through the relationship with me. Find your hope today through the relationship with me. The rest is underlined in this statement. So continue on with the underlined. All written, all written for your instruction and encouragement of the scriptures, my words within us, church. All written for your instruction and encouragement of the scriptures, my words, church. That's the underlying part. I read the whole statement again. Find your hope today through the relationship with me. Underline all written for your instruction and encouragement of the scriptures, my words, church. That is the statement.
I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Does he give the scriptures in Romans following this?
He does. The second Corinthians. Wow. Yeah, Romans, but I don't know. I don't know the scripture. It's Romans
Yesterday,
5, 15,
I found a
15,
scripture
4.
That says this. I
Oh,
found a
my
scripture
goodness.
yesterday that says these very things. And it was almost like I had read it for the first time. And we used it on that podcast. I don't know if it's the same one he'll give us, but that scripture says
Yeah.
this. It was just a wonderment to me. You know, you just love to find a scripture and have it speak to you. Almost
That's
like
the
it's
Spirit
new.
Of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that you get yourself prepared before the prayer call. And, you know, I do the same. I mean, I've been, it's right, what is it right now? 4:46 p.m. in Jordan. So I've been up for a long time. So I've been praying yesterday and today, even with my busy time. Praise the Lord. So no, the first scripture is 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18. The second scripture he gave us is Romans 15:15, verse 4. That might be
I'm
it.
sure
I don't
that's
know.
It. We'll see.
15:4.
He gave it to
Romans
me for
15.
The podcast, but it was almost like I found it for the first time. Well, we'll see when we get there. Go ahead.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, if it is, he's communicating with us all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Miss Billy. I hear him all the time. He's showing me. He's guiding me. I mean, it's just like, thank you, Lord. Like, don't go this way. Don't do this. When
really?
I went to the embassy the last time, I mean, when I went for, oops, I said something. The Lord very much told me, it doesn't have to be their ways. It doesn't have to be their terms. It has to be yours. And it has to be led by me.
That's
I'm
it
like,
right there.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
It's not like we go to a place, we just have to sit down and write down the notes and walk away and do what that other person asked
That's
of us
it.
To do.
We
have to be led by God. We have to,
That's
praise
it,
the Lord.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Right. Thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For fellowship with the Lord. The relationship and fellowship.
All right. Next statement here. My guidance for the future. My guidance for the future in this prayer today. In this prayer today with my friend and prophet. To show you ways, and I will guide you. And I will guide you to all truth and teach you all. Wow, I got excited. I read it very quick.
You
I'll
better start this
beginning.
One over, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay, I will. My guidance for the future in this prayer. Today, with my friend and prophet, to show you ways, and I will, to show you ways, and I will guide you to all truth. To all truth and teach you all. A-L-L. Thank you, Lord. My guidance for the future in this prayer today with my friend and prophet to show you ways and I will guide you to all truth and teach you all. Okay. Matthew 7:11. Matthew 7:11, Romans 8:32, Romans 8:32, another Matthew, Matthew 21:22, Matthew 21, verse 22. All right, let's see here. Next statement is all underlined. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Emphasized, underlined. Read like this. My courage for the future. My courage for the future. Your faith today. Your faith today. Then it will give you peace. Your faith today. Then it will give you peace. Oh, for the future. It will give you peace for the future. That I have for you. That I have for you. Let my peace rule, R-U-L-E, in your hearts. Let my peace rule in your hearts with an S. I will be with you. No, I will be with. I will be with all of you. I will be with all of you. Okay, I'll read it again, all underlined. My courage for the future, your faith today, then it will give you peace for the future that I have for you. For the future that I have for you, let my peace rule in your hearts. I will be with all of you. And that's the statement. Okay. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. Titus 3:5. Titus 3:5. 1 John 5:11-12. 1 John 5:11-12. Next statement. Let's see here. It's long. Oh, part of it is underlined. Okay. I'll let you know when we get there. Read like this. Non-underlined part. Do you see my... supreme. Do you see my supreme authority?
S-P-R-I-N-G?
S-U-P-R-E-M-E? How do you read that?
S-U-P-R...
E-M-E.
I bet it's S-U-M-P. Supreme. S-U-P-R-E-M-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supreme.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
at. S-U-P-R-E-M-E.
S-U-P-R-E-M-E. Yeah, I don't know
Supreme.
What I said, but this is it. Mm-hmm. Supreme, yeah. S-U-P-R-E-M-E. Yeah. That's probably my accent. Praise the Lord. You
Whatever,
guys can pray
it.
For me, too. Yeah, yeah. Pray for
no, we
my
like
accent.
Your accent. We don't want it. No, we don't want it.
Okay.
We don't want it to change. I love
okay.
accents.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Authority. Supreme. Supreme authority, the way you pronounce it. Over.
Supreme. Mm-hmm.
Supreme. Okay. Supreme
mm-hmm.
authority over your future. Over your future. I am preparing you for my kingdom. I am preparing you for my kingdom, the kingdom of God. Seek me first.
Mm.
The kingdom of God, seek me first. And Now this is that. So put the word and then after that is underline. See my purpose for you. See my purpose for you, not your purpose for what is coming. See my purpose for you, not your purpose for what is coming. You are in the last minute church. Wow. Okay, so the underlying part, read like this, the underlying part. I'll read the whole thing again. I just want to repeat the underlying part again. See my purpose for you, not your purpose for what is coming. You are in the last minute church. Yeah.
Well. Thank God. I'm glad.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Now I'm going to read it from the beginning. Do you see my, that word you read better than me, supreme, whatever,
Supreme.
authority, supreme authority, thank you, over your future? I am preparing you for my kingdom, the kingdom of God. Seek me first. And, underline part, see my purpose for you, not your purpose for what is coming. You are in the last minute church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If he said you are in the last hour, we're probably gonna take us another. Praise the Lord. We'll see what the Lord is telling us here today. Okay, next is scripture, Isaiah 48 verse 9. Isaiah 48 verse 9. Second Peter 3:8. 2 Peter 3:8. Isaiah 60:22. Isaiah 60:22. Okay. Next statement is not underlined. So this one is not underlined. And it reads like this. As you look to the future, reminding you of God's, there's an S here, of God's, oh, steadfast, steadfast, reminding you of God's steadfast love. Oh, that's why. Okay. Love guiding you with hope and assurance. Yeah. And assurance offering comfort and clarity. Offering comfort and clarity in times of uncertainty. Yeah, uncertainty. UNCERTAINTY? Uncertainty?
That's right, uncertainty.
Okay. So, embrace. So, embrace my promises. That's it. So embrace.
Thank God.
My promises. Okay, I'll read it again. As you look to the future, reminding you of God's steadfast love, guiding you with hope and assurance, offering comfort and clarity in times of uncertainty, so embrace my promises. Oh, I get it. Okay. Praise the Lord. So embrace my promises. Okay. I believe you got it written down.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Next is Romans 8:28. We all know this one. Romans 8:28. Psalm 138 verse 8, Psalm 138:8. Job, the book of Job, 42 verse 2. Job 42:2. All right, let's see here. Next statement is underlined. And read like this, let's see. Yeah, all of it. This one is underlined. Trusting that I am your God holds your life. Securely. Yeah. SECURELY.
Exactly. Securely.
Okay. Holds your life securely in his hands, leading you towards, with an S, towards a future filled with peace and purpose. That's the statement. I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. Trusting that I am your God holds your life securely in his hands, with an S, leading you towards a future filled with peace and purpose. We all have a purpose. Praise the Lord. Okay, next is Proverbs. Yeah, Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs 19:21. Psalm 32:8. Psalm 32:8. Last statement is underlined, and it reads like this. I will guide you, and I will not let you go the wrong way.
Thank God.
Focus on me. That's the statement. Excuse me. So this one is underlined. I will guide you, and I will not let you go the wrong way. Focus on me. Trust in me. That's what
we
prayed for. That's what we prayed.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. Glory be to God forevermore.
Thank you, Lord.
Your citizenship in heaven with me. Just wait for me. I am your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 39:7. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Lamentations 3:21-23. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And remember that chesed is his obligation to keep his side of the covenant with you.
How do you spell chesed in English?
C-H-E-S-E-D. It has that sound of ha at the beginning. In your throat.
Chesed. Yeah,
chesed.
I get it.
Chesed.
Yeah. Chesed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some people spell it H-E-S-E-D, but then that way you have to have a dot under the H to show you that it's a ch sound. So this King, the ESV translates it steadfast love. King James translates it as mercies, but it's neither. It's chesed. It means his obligation to keep covenant. It never ceases. He will keep covenant with you forever. You find his promises and you know that he's going to keep it. The second word is mercies or compassions, either one. Never come to an end. Find your hope today through the relationship with me, all written for your instruction and encouragement of the scriptures. My words, church, and all that is underlined. Now, I'm going to see if this is that verse that he gave me yesterday. Cause me to
start
find.
Starts with all written is underlined. All written for your...
Okay. All written for you is underlined.
Yeah.
From then on out.
Correct.
2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. For this light, momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to find out if this is that verse.
Romans 15.
This is it. Yesterday, they wanted to talk about, and we didn't talk a whole long time about it, but they wanted to talk about our three husbands having gone home early, young, you might say. Brother Jerry, well, he was older, but Jerry Savelle had gone home. Bob Oaks had gone home. Kent Brim had gone home. And there we were. And so I was going to talk about how God had put me in that bubble. He put me in a bubble for 3 years of comfort. And I describe it like a plexiglass bubble was over me, and the air inside was rarefied air, and it was comfort. So there's a scripture which says, you comfort others with the comfort wherewith you were comforted. And then the Lord caused me to find this verse. I'm going to read it to you in the King James. For whatsoever things are written aforetime, that means the Bible, what happened in the Old Testament, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That is the first time I had really realized it was called comfort of the scriptures. But then I looked at the other people that translated it, the ESV, the New American, and the Amplified translated encouragement of the scriptures. Let me read it to you there. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. The encouragement of the scriptures, the comfort of the scriptures. And all of that is written, all of that's written in the Old Testament. That's all they had when the book of Romans was written. That's all they had was the Old Testament. But all the scriptures, old and new, there's comfort in them. There's encouragement in them. The Bible calls it the comfort of the scriptures, the encouragement of the scriptures. And through that, what do we get? Hope. The last part of those scriptures, here it is in the King James, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Here it is in the ESV. Through encouragement, through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So it doesn't matter, what's going on all around us. If you have a relationship with him and you go to what's written in those scriptures, there'll be comfort, there'll be encouragement. That thrilled me because yesterday, that's the first time I had really focused on that comfort of the scriptures, encouragement of the scriptures. That might not mean anything to you, but it meant a lot to me. my guidance for the future in this prayer today with my friend and prophet to show you ways. And I will guide you to all truth and teach you all. Folks, we're not like this world. Hallelujah.
No.
We've got him. No. He's teaching. He's guiding.
Yes, I mean.
Okay, here we go. Matthew 7:11. If you then, who are evil, that means natural, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask, though. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. How many of you know how to give good gifts to your children? He's the same way. You just ask him. Matthew 21:22. Is that next?
You read Matthew 7:11. Romans 8:32. I believe you read that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay,
Matthew 21:22. Yeah.
And whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. He's telling us to ask him, folks. He's telling us he's a good father and he will give it to you. And he's telling us the only thing you have to do, you ask, you've got to ask. But when you ask, you've got to believe. And then underlined, my courage for the future you face today, then it will give you peace for the future that I have for you. Let my peace rule in your hearts. I will be with you. I will be with all of you. And it's all underlined. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. One translation says, from all eternity. He had a purpose and a grace for your life before the ages began. Isn't that amazing?
Praise God.
It's not just something he thought up recently. No, no. Titus 3:5. He saved us. Not because of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. 1 John 5:11. And this is the testimony that God gave us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Hallelujah. Eternal life he gave us in his Son.
Oh, yes.
Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Hallelujah. Do you see my supreme authority over your future? I am preparing you for my kingdom, the kingdom of God. Seek me first, and, underlined from here on, See my purpose for you, not your purpose for what is coming. You are in the last minute, church.
Yeah. Another aha moment here.
I think he's just saying to us this is the very, very last. But it would be interesting to know if he considers 1,000 years a day, how long 1 minute would be of God's time. It'd just be interesting.
Well,
I'm not saying that what it means.
Well, I mean, I believe you're
I think
right,
he's just telling,
in the last minute.
I believe he's telling us, you know, this is just the last. But it would be kind of interesting to know the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isaiah 48:9. For my name's sake, I delay my wrath. And for my praise, I restrain it for you in order not to cut you off. Now, the wrath of God is coming. That's a tribulation period. I wonder if he's saying that he has delayed it. No, I don't. I hope not.
Yeah, me too.
I don't, not that I want the wrath to come, but I want him to come. 2 Peter 3:8. Oh, I love 2 Peter. It's all prophetic. And he tells them to consider, if Peter's getting ready to go home, and he's telling them that time is going to go on here. And so he said, he told them, now you consider what the apostles said to you, talking about times, the times, and you consider what is written in the prophets. And now he's telling them, while you're considering all that, don't forget this one fact. Do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. He's actually teaching them, because he's referring to Hosea, he's actually teaching them that it's going to be 2 days until Jesus comes. I might have this up on my website. I don't know. I teach it a lot.
So
but he's telling you that
the
when...
I'm sorry, what's the minute now? I'm curious now about the minute.
There you go. I know if I said that, you'd get curious, Maxwell. I'm teasing you, Max.
I know.
I'm teasing you. And now, since you gave this verse, that makes me more curious.
Yeah.
Isaiah 60:22. The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it. Now, I do believe he's talking here. Let me see here what he's talking about. I think he's talking about Israel.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit, not my head.
Yeah, that's it. He's talking about Israel, and their numbers will increase.
Mm.
As you look to the future, reminding you of God's steadfast love guiding you with hope and assurance, offering comfort and clarity in times of uncertainty. So embrace my promises. That's where we find clarity. I hear people talking about clarity. People don't know. It's not clear to them. And when you have clarity, things are clear. So that's him. He gives us clarity. As you look, I'm going to read that statement again. It's very, very intriguing. As you look to the future, reminding you of God's steadfast love, guiding you with hope and assurance, offering comfort and clarity in times of uncertainty. So embrace my promises. Romans 8:28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Psalm 138:8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your chesed, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Now, it's very important that you know that word is chesed. He's got a purpose for you, and he's obligated to keep it. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. He's got a purpose for those we're praying for, and he's got a purpose for each of us who's doing the praying. Job 42:2.
Yeah.
I know that you, God, can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. That means restrained or stopped. God's purposes will come to pass.
Yes, I mean.
They will. They will be. No, I don't care what it looks like out there. Trusting that I am your God holds your life securely in his hands, leading you towards a future held with peace and purpose.
Purpose.
God's purpose. It's interesting to read the book of Ephesians and notice his purpose, how often that's used. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. And that's the ESV. Uses the word purpose, as does the Amplified. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you or guide you with my eye upon you. And other underlined, I will guide you, and I will not let you go the wrong way. Focus on me. Underlined, all of that. And then trust in me.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
It was something that I wanted to go back to.
I've been praying about this, if I should mention it in a prayer call or not, but I'm going to mention it. It's you remember the Druze in Syria?
Yes, of course I remember the Druze in Syria.
Now we have families came over to Jordan, and they are really in a need. They came with nothing, running very much from being killed. And they are in a city called Naima. That's between Jarash, which there is a Druze live, and Irbid, my city. So they're south of me. I'm sorry. They're south of me. I just want to mention this. If there's anybody would like to help, you could put other on our website, and we'll make sure that to help them with food and tents. There's a couple that... The Druze.
We've been talking about them. I have them in my post. You can read about Muksain Abu Saleh and the Druze in Syria, the thugs that are now in power. They're ISIS. They were ISIS, and then they made their own little group out of ISIS, and now they've taken over Syria, and they are bound and determined to slaughter the Druze.
They had to
run for their lives, and I guess since they're just right over the border there.
Yeah, I'm not too far. We're like 15, 20 kilometers, literally 12 miles, 15 miles less from the border. and they were settling right now, not too far from the border. I would say 35 miles, but they're in a different country, which is here.
They're
in
good
Jordan.
People. They're probably so glad to be there.
Yeah, they left. They left Islam. They left Islam. So praise the Lord. I just wanna mention it. We did. The Lord did, not me, not Max, not Quinn, not Violet.
Good
God
for you.
Did,
I'm glad you did.
As much as we can here, but they are in a need of, you know, they came with nothing, very much running with their clothes, coming here.
Okay, so you'll get it to them. If they give it to you and they put other, they can put Druze, D-R-U-Z-E?
Yeah, they could put Druze, they could put other.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that on our gifting or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Max always say, if it's on your heart, if it's not, yeah, praise the
Lord. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Max, I guess if you don't have anything. Oh, here's what I wanted to say. In that line it says, do you see my supreme authority over your future?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
I am preparing you for my kingdom, the kingdom of God. Seek me first and my purpose for you, not your purpose for what is coming. I think things are coming, and our purpose is not in them. He has a purpose for us. And whatever's coming, you have a purpose way beyond it. I have a purpose way beyond it. You are in the last minute, church.
Oh.
I think he has a purpose for us that we can't see just because we see what's coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When he's saying there is a purpose for us, there is a purpose for each individual, and we are in the last minute, so don't be delaying things.
Mm-mm.
Wow, he's
time to live
to me too.
Holy life and a time to hear from heaven. Okay, guys, we'll see you at 15 minutes past the hour. Shalom, shalom.
Okay, shalom, shalom.